Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
This is Not Skinny But Not Fat, and I'm your host, Amanda, bringing you the latest in all celebrity gossip, reality TV recaps, and anything happening in Hollywood right now that I just can't keep my mouth shut about. This is Not Skinny But Not Fat.
Okay, you guys, this will be a really special episode, A, because like, my tit is like half out breastfeeding my child. I think this is my first podcast postpartum. I feel like the word postpartum makes me feel like a gazillion years old.
I feel like I never thought you would say postpartum in your life.
For those of you who are old to the podcast, then Sisager Ariel is on the podcast today. And for those of you who are new, my sister Ariel, who used to call herself Sisager because she thought she would one day be my manager and like make money off of me.
Oh, I will. But like right now, I feel like I've been hired and fired like over and over again. So right now I'm hired again.
For the day.
For the day. For the hour.
So those of you who are new, Ariel, for those of you who are old, they love you and miss you. A, we were just talking about this. I love Spindrift. And for those who follow me know, like, obsessed, like, sold you guys on it. Love it, obsessed. Not this flavor, though. Not this, like, tangerine shit.
They have some weird flavors.
This is a flavor that's, like, if you had to drink it for medicine, you would like want to die.
Stop. Mm-hmm. But usually they're so good. Like, I don't think we ever go anywhere without like a can of Spindrift.
Like literally all over our car, it's like Spindrift Spill City. Okay. So we have a lot of things to discuss today. A, I wanted to be like an annoying YouTuber, blogger person and do like my birth story. But like only because like a lot of you asked me. Swipe up. So I did want to talk a little bit about that because like new life, who dis, you know?
Yeah. I mean, it's like, it was also, I feel like, just like such a crazy day.
Oh my God. 5 weeks ago today, you guys. Today we're recording and it was 5 weeks ago. Oh no, sorry. 5 weeks ago yesterday, because when everything started, it was a Tuesday and then I gave birth on a Wednesday. But anyway, this is my first podcast postpartum. Like I said, tried to get Noah off my tit all day to no avail. Finally, as he passed out like a drunk like guy at a bar on my tit. I like transferred him over to Husb, whose worthless nipples make me want to die. And he fell asleep on him. But I mean, anything can happen.
I mean, you were just waiting for him to start crying any minute
now.
Oh
my God, you guys, it is really, really crazy. I've been sharing a lot on Instagram, cute moments, and also me not sleeping, me getting 4 hours and feeling like I can fucking take a driving test. It is really, really crazy, but I have to say that I'm doing amazing, sweetie.
I love when you give yourself compliments. Like, if there's one thing you're really good at,
complimenting.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Well, I also want to say, like, there's such a network of, like, moms out there. Like, whenever I post something, well, my network on Instagram is the best on Instagram. I'm pretty sure, like, my followers are the shit, the best on Instagram. But
you legit can get any question answered within seconds.
Oh, my God. And
it's the most amazing
thing.
Since
my older sister won't listen to this, we can also talk shit about her. So she thinks because she had a baby, I only need to ask her. So when I ask Instagram questions, she's like, why didn't you ask me? Like, I could have told you.
She legit gets offended. Rash.
So offended.
And I feel like she'll like fill out the questionnaire that you like put on Instagram.
Oh my God. So this is a true story, guys. So I didn't ask her. I put up this question about what?
Diaper rash.
Oh, like right? What cream to use? Because, oh, she told me to use this like Bordeaux cream. Whatever. You guys who aren't moms, go with me. Noah had a diaper rash. Allison, my sister, who has a baby, who's two. Liam, you guys know if you follow me. She was like, Bordeaux all the way. Like, this is the one to do. Meanwhile, he has a rash not going away. And I'm like, Allison said Bordeaux. So like, I was like a blind person running into a wall. Like, she said to do this. So it doesn't matter that it's not working. My baby's butt is like on fire. So I put up a thing. Everyone's like, no, Bordeaux sucks. Use this, use this, use this. And then whenever I ask a question, a lot of you are like, oh, let us know what the answer is. So if I'll see like a gazillion people say X, I'll be like, okay, you guys, people are saying X and Y. So my sister Allison sees the question, responds to it like, why didn't you ask me? And then my next slide was like, oh, everyone said triple cream and Desitin, okay? So then Allison responds to the questionnaire, triple cream and Desitin. And I'm like, Arielle, I'm pretty sure she like saw the answer and went back
and like wrote and what wrote the recommendations.
And by the way,
are.
I'm like recording this as if I'm 100% sure that she's not going to listen, but like there is like 1% chance that by Murphy's fucking law, she's going
to
listen.
She's listening to this episode.
Cut it out in post. Cut it out in post. Anyway, so I did want to talk about my birth story because it is fucking crazy, even though I'm not a YouTubing blogger person. It is like a fucking major life event. And I was so shocked during my whole pregnancy and also since I've given birth to know how many pregnant followers I had. How many, do you know, like if I asked like how many people that follow me actually gave birth, let's say the same day, like it's crazy. It's just like a huge network of people that were pregnant at the same time. Some gave birth the day before. So many moms that know a lot of shit. So it just feels like a great, huge community and support. And not only my followers, excuse me, can we talk about all the celebrities that are fucking pregnant? Like, A, I was pregnant with like a good bunch. Like me, Gigi, Katy Perry.
No, you don't understand what just crossed my mind because we have like 20 celebrity names that have been pregnant. There are probably more.
Probably more.
But I'm just thinking like it's like as if you and all of them like knew a pandemic was coming and were like, this is a great time to conceive right now.
Yeah.
Because we all get to be home now.
I mean, that's the thing. While I was pregnant, so many people when I did like questions and shit like that were like, you know, how is it to be pregnant during a pandemic? Or would say like, you're amazing being pregnant during this. And I would always be honest, as I usually am. And I would say, listen, you guys, like Avi hate this pandemic. Avi wouldn't want it to happen, but being pregnant during it wasn't bad. Like, no. I'm not brave. I'm not strong. Yes, did I have to go to appointments alone and that fucking sucked? Yes. But aside from that, I was home. I didn't have to go to work. I got to wear sweatpants. I never had to put on real clothes. I didn't have to go out to restaurants and like not drink or ask if like the mayo is cooked there or whatever the fuck you have to do.
And legit, it was like, I feel like it made it so much easier for you.
It made it so, imagine I had to go to restaurants and like,
you don't have FOMO. Like nobody was doing anything anyway.
No one was doing anything. People were drinking at home, but I was like, you're so lame and alcoholic.
Every time I had a drink, I think you might've said like, that's so lame.
Because it's so lame to drink at home in a New York City apartment and like smoke a cigarette out the window.
There's nothing else better to do.
No, I know. But I'm just saying, you know, my husband would go on the roof of the building and like smoke it. I'm like, you're disgusting. Let me like drink my Spindrift, basically. And I had no craving for alcohol, weirdly.
You still don't, which like I thought you'd want your glass of, I don't know.
It's very normal. Everyone's saying it's very normal.
That you don't have any craving?
Well, I had like such bad migraines coming out of the pregnancy and I'm not on sleep. So like alcohol, I feel like can only make it worse. Like you have to be like kind of balanced to like drink. I'm not balanced right now.
Yeah. You know what I mean? True. Every day is different.
Anyone who's followed me for a minute on Instagram knows I'm obsessed with Pros hair care, like legit obsessed. Probably told all of you that follow me and listen to my podcast that you have to try it. You have to use it. They create custom shampoo and conditioners based on a personal hair analysis quiz that you take on their website that asks you the most detailed and intricate questions about your lifestyle, about obviously your hair, from your zip code to know more about the pollution in your environment to like the exact description of every strand of your hair. Literally, you get customized hair products that are amazing. And to be honest, since I started using Pros, I've had to wash my hair less and less, was down to like twice a week since using Pros. And also I have to say that because I was down to twice a week, it lasts for so long. Like a bottle lasted me like 4-5 months. I'm not even lying. So worth it. And more than that, I have 15% off for you guys. So even more worth it. Go to pros.com/notskinny for your in-depth hair quiz and 15% off. That's Pros, PROSE.com/notskinny to get 15% off. And if you're not 100% positive that it's the best you've ever had, they'll take the products back. No questions asked. I'm telling you guys, it was the best thing for my hair. So go get it.
I'm Arielle Lori, host of the Blonde Files podcast, where every Wednesday I cover all things wellness. After nearly dying from drugs and alcohol 6 years ago, I've been on a mission to live my best, most fulfilled life, and I'm sharing everything with you. From how to achieve optimal health, well-being, and fulfillment, to the best beauty tips and even cosmetic procedures, I cover it all with raw, candid conversations with experts and inspirational guests. Make sure to subscribe to the show so you never miss an episode.
But so we wanted to talk about the pregnant celebs.
Yes.
So yeah, so being pregnant during a pandemic was really nice, aside from going to appointments
best
alone.
Best time to be pregnant. Yeah.
Like legit. And even giving birth, a lot of people asked me in the questions and I didn't get to answer, like, my husband was able to be there with me. My hospital, which was Lenox Hill, they were amazing from the beginning, said, I think even our governor, like Cuomo, said from the beginning, he's like, no woman is going to give
he
birth alone
that.
In New York.
Yeah.
Like everyone's going to have a companion. But it did mean that my mom wouldn't be able to be with me. And my mom is a single mom. And you guys all know her from Instagram. And she didn't get to be with my older sister because my older sister had an emergency C-section. So it was really sad for me to know that she wouldn't be there.
But it also sucked because like it, for Allison, like we were in the hospital, like waiting for her to get out. And you, like we were able to be with her after. And with you, it's like we were like, we told Huzz, but like, if you don't keep us posted, we're not going to know anything. So like, you better be on your fucking A game.
I know.
Let us know. Like
they were scared that he wouldn't be communicative.
We were really scared. Like I probably talked to him 3 times before just to let him
know.
Everyone
was like, will you be communicative?
But that was the suckiest part, that nobody could be there. We just dropped you off. We had no idea what
was
happening.
It was so weird to think about like,
and then mom couldn't come in. And like, that was sad to see because like, this is all she dreamed of. Like, she really just wants to see one of us.
This is what I don't miss about you being on the podcast. You jump the gun. You're like at the end of the story. You're like, and she didn't come. Like we said, we're going to tell the story. And I want to talk about the pregnant celebs first. Okay, so we have so many pregnant celebs right now. Okay, first of all, the latest that we found out about was like Lala from Vanderpump Rules.
Yeah.
Who announced at 10 weeks, which like no judgment. I'm so scared to judge nowadays about anything because everyone wants to cancel everyone. But like usually like not in a superstitious way, but people only kind of reveal to like the general public after when you get into your second trimester, which is like 13, 14 weeks because, and this isn't like a knock on wood, like evil eye thing. It's more of a like, there is such a higher chance of miscarriage in the first trimester that usually, so I wonder what made her want to share to the world at 10 weeks. Cause like Stassi was forced to tell because apparently it was leaked, whatever. We don't know if it was like a PR thing. We don't know. But with Lala, it's like she went on the podcast and just wanted to spill the beans, which like if she's super excited and wanted to, then that's great. But it is kind of shocking when you're, cause she said even 2 days shy of 10 weeks on her podcast.
Yeah, so that's super early. But I think that when you're in a world of like reality TV and you're sharing your life and like maybe they want more people to like listen. Like, you don't know what's actually why they're actually sharing. But
she
it's
was
like,
really cute though in
it
her
was
announcement.
So cute. It
like,
was so cute.
And like, as much as she herself basically said that she's like gives blowjobs to Rand and gets PJs for BJ. I mean, BJs gives
PJs for BJs.
She gives BJs for PJs and basically made it seem like she's like proud of this like sugar daddy relationship. They are kind of cute.
They're so cute.
Like, they kind of seem in love.
They're in love. They're 100% in love. They're so cute. Fufty. I feel like Lala has like a big heart and she's like,
but she's kind of an actor. She's kind of an actor. I feel like I felt that, but then there were so many moments where like she was kind of a, I mean, the last season of Vanderpump, she was kind of a bitch for no reason to like Raquel and James. And there were a lot of things I spoke about this on podcasts I've done about Vanderpump, which seems so old and seems like it's in a different lifetime, that Lala in this last season, she was not on a vibe. She was very much not sharing her own life, very much trying to get into other people's business to be on the show and kind of being a bitch during it. So I'm not like a hundo on the like, she's a really good person, but I really like thought she was really cute and excited about her pregnancy. So that's from VPR. We know Stassi's pregnant. We know Chrissy fucking Teigen's pregnant.
Obviously Gigi
Hadid is going to pop any minute.
Katy
Perry popped. Daisy Bloom. Aww. I don't like that.
Yeah, me too.
Sophie Turner popped.
Willa's cute.
Willa
too.
Is really cute. Also, did you see Sophie Turner tucked in jeans?
Honestly, annoying.
Really?
It's annoying.
And everyone's like, when you went? And it's like, no, I don't care. I'm jealous. Like, what are you even saying?
I'm jealous and I'm not pregnant. Like, I'm jealous.
Yeah, it's, listen, I mean, I ate during pregnancy, obviously, not whatever I wanted, but I was more lax about eating. But I did weigh myself every week because remember, I had in my head that I didn't want to gain more than 35 pounds because I read everywhere that you should gain between 25 and 35 pounds. If you guys gained more, that's fine. If you gained less, that's fine, whatever. But in my head, I was like, let me like eat pizza all day and do whatever I want, but just weigh in once a week to see that I'm on track for only gaining 35 pounds.
Amanda.
And what did I gain?
Okay. No, I know. It's like kind of sick though. You gained.
No, it's not.
I gained 35 pounds.
But do you guys know what happens? I gained exactly 35 pounds. Like the day I went to the doctor when he said I had an opening of one, I weighed in and it was 35 pounds and I gave birth the next day. And I was like, oh my God, I met my goal. Like it was so fun. But then you know what happens? You lose 10 pounds the day after you shit out the baby, whatever. And then you know what happens?
That's it.
The other 25 pounds just linger. And everyone's like, breastfeeding, I'll burn it off, eat whatever you want. No, that doesn't fucking happen. Not for me.
But I have to say, like, it's so funny because you're OCD in the sense that, like, you hear something like you should gain between 25 to 35 pounds. So like in your head, like that's the rule.
Yeah.
And like the same thing goes, like we were watching like Taking Care of Babies and you're like, she said this.
Oh my God.
You don't know how to like,
I might have issues.
Maybe you have a little OCD where like you can't like deviate.
Yeah. I can't
from, like
take,
what the rule is.
Yeah. I can't like take like my, we were watching this baby course or whatever. And she was like, so, you know, wake up the baby after 2 hours. And I was like, what? 2 hours? He doesn't say, I started spinning and I was like, maybe this isn't for me. And I had to step away.
You really had to step away.
But no, don't make, because I didn't want to have weight be a huge thing. I just wanted to weigh in once a week, as I always did pre-pregnancy, just to see where I'm at. So I don't all of a sudden get one day and I'm like, oh shit, I'm 200 pounds. You know, I just wanted to know where I'm at. And the little OCD in me liked that I would like be where like it said that it's good to be.
Yeah.
Which I like, you guys, I was tipping the
scale. In the range.
I was not in the range. I was like at the very end of the range. So a lot of celebs pregnant. Celebs gave birth. Nikki and Brie Bella, the twins, gave birth. Sierra gave birth. Sophie Turner gave birth. Who else gave birth?
I don't know, but Nicki Minaj is pregnant. Yeah.
You know what's crazy? And I just posted on my story today. Khloe Kardashian posted a photo. And so many people DM'd it to me and are like, is this like a pregnancy announcement? Like, okay, you guys, this is what I want to tell you. If someone's putting up a pregnancy announcement, it'll say that it's a pregnancy announcement.
What did she put up that
like
was
a
like
a picture where people thought they saw like a bump and like people were wanting me to comment on it and like, I love you guys, but I would never out a person and be like, it looks like she's pregnant, like in my life. Like that's super, super fucked up. And if Khloe Kardashian was trying to put up that she's pregnant, she'd be like, I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
You get what I mean? And also like their Aubrey O'Day thing. Oh my God.
I don't know. Like, I feel like it's like a mirage. Like, I don't know what's
real. A mirage.
You know, like when you're like seeing
Cirque
things.
Cirque du Soleil?
A mirage. Like when you're seeing things that aren't there. Okay. Like you're imagining things. So like, I don't know. What I'm saying is like, I don't know what to believe. Like you see the pictures surface and they're like, that's Aubrey O'Day. And then you see Aubrey O'Day put up a picture of like herself. And she's like, this is me. And then you don't freaking know, like, who is she? Like, which picture is actually her? Like, are they photoshopping these pictures? Is it actually Aubrey? Like, she's unrecognizable.
Well, the thing is, it was so funny because so many people were thinking different things. So one person was like, who's this poor woman that is being photographed as being Aubrey O'Day? Which I don't think there's a random lady being stalked by the Daily Mail who's like Aubrey O'Day's twin. No.
But she doesn't look like Aubrey O'Day. She's not Aubrey O'Day's twin.
I also don't think that the Daily Mail is like Photoshop. I don't know. What I do know is that it's fucked up. Like, let it go. And the Daily Mail isn't letting it go. They're like trying to stalk Aubrey O'Day.
No, I think that like she put up like the thing with the August 31st, like the date.
Know, which is so weird because like if anything, then like show a newspaper, not you writing it, Aubrey.
So
it's not the vibe. But like when people are kidnapped, they show the newspaper so you know that it's like the date.
Is she going to act like she's kidnapped now? What do you want her to do?
She wrote a chief, but that's what she was doing. And she was also spreading... In that picture, it's not like she was like sitting normally. She was like doing the posiest pose.
What would you do? Would you not pose?
I don't know. Listen, at the end of the day, I don't want to say anything bad and I don't want to in any way talk about her body, but I do want to say, do you remember her in Danny Kane? Do you remember her curls? Do you remember her smile? She was full of life. She was such a like congeniality queen. Like, I don't know how to explain it. She danced amazing. Diddy loved her. She had such a vibe. And I don't know what she turned into. And Hollywood is a scary ass place. What happens to people? Their lips blow up. I don't even care if she's heavy or skinny or whatever the fuck she is. I feel bad that she has to defend herself. I feel bad that, I mean, because it is very extreme. If you're photoshopping like Khloe Kardashian, that's one thing, right? This is a very extreme thing. It's like she looks entirely different in reality and in her pictures. And I think the reason the Daily Mail felt comfortable coming after her is because she was advertising a diet plan. So they were saying that she really photoshopped that like diet picture or whatever.
But I also think that like she put up that. So they also wanted to come out with another thing being like, here's more proof that like she's photoshopping her pictures. But I also think that if that's actually her in the pictures in the Daily Mail, that it's really sad that she's photoshopping her pictures where like she's not, you can't recognize her on the street because her pictures are so different than what she looks like.
Yeah.
Like that's, I don't know, Hollywood is scary, but I do feel like Aubrey O'Day from Danity Kane like probably was going through stuff then and we just didn't know it, you know?
Or that being famous for a minute and in whatever that world is fucks you up.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone's going to say that. And like, you really need to be saved. Like, look at Justin Bieber. Like, he's getting better because of Angel Baby Hailey Bieber. Oh my God. By the way, you guys, Pop Star, the music video, jizz.
It's like, I don't
jizz all over it.
I have no words.
Obsessed with it.
Obsessed, like, with the song.
Even
somehow.
Though it's like so dumb, I'm not a doctor. How does it
I'm
go?
I'm a pop star, not a doctor. I'm a pop star, not a doctor.
Yeah. And then I feel sexist because I listen to that and I'm like, that's my jam. And then I watch Selena Gomez's like ice cream video.
That was not her song though. That was like another group and she joined it.
But then I'm like, ice cream? How dumb is this? But then I'm like, I'm not a doctor. I'm a pop star. Yeah. And then I like watch her thing and I'm like, ice cream is so stupid. What are you like licking ice cream? Anyway, I hope Selena Gomez is okay. She's also looking very frail lately. I hope it's not a lupus flare up and that she's okay. She just came out with her rare beauty. So she's obviously all over now, which I did say in my stories that I less like when celebrities pop up just to promote their shit. And I know she goes through a lot, but it's like, Selena, you disappear from the world and then you come back and you're like, buy my makeup. Don't you know I'm a makeup maven? Like, everyone's a makeup maven. Imagine me coming out. Like, I don't fucking, Amanda, like, who knew she's like contouring all day? I've never seen her in like makeup that she did.
Everybody is coming out.
Addison
with a makeup
Rae
line.
Has a everyone, makeup line now.
Everyone.
Fuck Addison Rae.
Lala, Addison Rae.
Oh,
Selena.
Arielle asked me in the middle of life today. She's like, we're like having a regular conversation. She's like, do you think anybody buys Lala's
do
makeup
you?
Line?
Who buys?
Like, she also names them like things that she thinks are clever. So she has one that's called James because she had a huge fight with James.
I thought they were all like butterfly, baby,
no.
Red.
No. They're called things that have to do with things.
Really?
Yeah. Anyway, are you looking it up
no,
now?
No, because she just put it up today, which is why I was thinking about it.
Well, yeah. But at least, you know, this is what I think. I mean, I share my fucking life. Like, I'm an open book.
Oh, sorry. Send nudes. High maintenance.
Send
trippin',
nudes. Yeah.
Calm down. Wifey.
Oh,
daddy.
So cute.
Rules. Savage.
It's rules.
It's really all classy.
Yeah, no, I think she thinks it's like smart, you know? Anyway, the biggest news of the week, aside from Noah turning 5 weeks today, is that the... Okay, you guys. Okay. Oh, my God. I go to Noah's 1 month appointment yesterday and my pediatrician is really great, but she won't shut the fuck up. And it was like so long. I'm like schwitzing in there. I pull out my boob to breastfeed him. So he calms down. Then I dress him. Then he pees on her twice, whatever. And then I walk back home and then I get home and then it's like this whole thing. And then I pick up my phone and I fucking see the most tragic news.
That the world is ending.
Like, the 2020 is the most ridiculous year of all time. And that the Kardashians literally, it wasn't April Fool's, like I checked. And that Kardashians announced that they're done filming. That their last season is going to be in 2021. Which means, by the way, that we probably have like 7 seasons. Because you know how they split it up? So in September, we're going to have the second half of the season. And then in 2021, we're going to have
the next
season.
They said early 2021.
Right, but I'm saying in September, we have episodes coming
out.
Yeah. So it's probably going to be a while till we really feel like we're missing them. But yeah, they put out announcements that they're done.
It's tragic, I feel like, because like
as bad as it got,
As bad as it got.
And that they were doing like teepees in their houses and I couldn't fucking watch
like
that.
Like pretending to be private investigators.
There were too many shticks happening. It was Scott hanging out way too much with MJ. Like it was like, it was not natural. You know, like it's Scott with MJ bringing her like eggs and then it was Khloe teepeeing Kim's house and was like, wasn't that
like
done?
Following Courtney.
Oh my God. And then Khloe dressing up as Chris and like
oh
a paparazzi.
My God. Oh my
so,
God. Oh my
so
God.
If they left because like they were like, because this is what I think. Courtney, which like we know, I think she's the most interesting to look at, wanted to step back. Kylie doesn't really show her life. Chris doesn't really show her life. Kendall doesn't really show her life. We're left with Kim
and Khloe.
And Khloe. I feel like Khloe might be going through some shit with Tristan, might be back with him. She might not want to show that anymore. You know?
Yeah.
I feel like Kanye also going through shit. Kim. So if it's because of that, then
but
I super
never
respect
showed
it.
Kanye.
Like, no, Kanye started being on the last season.
A little more, but like not like Khloe was sharing her life. So the only person who was really fully sharing their lives, I feel like it's Khloe because Kim shared her life, but like you didn't see her kids a lot. You saw what Kim was doing with, you know, being a lawyer and her Skims and her beauty line, but not so much.
I just rolled my eyes.
I know. I saw it. It was a hard roll.
A hard roll.
But not so much Kanye. So like really like you had two people who were like willing to share yeah. and the rest didn't want to share at all.
Do you think that Courtney feels like so justified? She's like, I set boundaries and I wanted to like be a mom and now everyone's in my butt.
I feel like...
Such a bad Courtney.
No, I feel like she probably like feels like
even though
I got out at the right time.
I know, but even though Miss fucking Courtney, who wants to spend more time with her kids, boundaries, all that fucking shit, is up in the Nobu every night, paparazzing it up, like Instagramming it up, pushing the boundaries, all that shit. So like, it doesn't feel like she wants to like step away and live in a small town in Italy. Like she's kind of in the limelight right now.
She's in the limelight in their like $500 million Malibu mansion.
Narielle looked it up. It's $500K a month. No, to
I
rent
investigated it. It was $500K a month, if not more.
And Addison Rae is there. I mean, you guys, if you follow me a little bit.
19-year-old Addison Rae is living with Courtney.
So there were rumors that.
Who could be her mom?
Who's the same age? Who's older than her mom? Her mom is 40. Courtney's 41, like, or something sick like that.
Oh my God.
So you guys have seen the past couple months, Courtney hanging out with 19-year-old TikToker Addison Rae and me bugging the fuck out, trying to figure out why, still not really being able to, knowing that she met her because, you know, Mason really liked her TikToks or whatever.
Is but, that why? That's how yeah, they met?
Yeah.
Mason really liked her TikToks. So she met Addison Rae and decided to become best yeah, friends
so,
with her?
But there's best friends and there's like, practically living at her house, hanging out every day. But what I wanted to say is there were a lot of rumors coming about that Addison might be getting groomed to like be the next Kardashians. And this was before it was announced that Kardashians is ending. And I was like, that's such bullshit. It's one of those rumors. But all of a sudden now, it seems sense. Like it might be true because Addison's mom, if you guys have seen her, she also has a TikTok followers and shit. She's thirsty AF. She's like worse than Lisa Rinna. Like she's crazy. I mean, Addison has been hanging out so much with Courtney. It's sick. She's been in Skims ads. She's been in Good American ads. Like she's all over the place. We were just talking about it. How does it fucking happen? All of a sudden she was hanging out with Avril Lavigne yesterday. Like what Avril Lavigne DM'd her. Like Addison was like, I like skater boys. And Avril Lavigne was like, let's hang out.
And
like,
Hailey Bieber is liking her pictures. Like,
which is most important.
Yeah. And, but I don't know. I like, how does this happen? So like Addison meets Courtney, 41-year-old Courtney. Addison's like, oh, cool. I'll be best friends with somebody that's my mom's age. She has sleepovers. Courtney and her are BFF. Like, what do they even talk about? Like, how is there, like, they're in different life stages. Different,
like, 19. Like, she's closer to Mason's age than she is to her age.
Right. And then all the Kardashians are like, let's give this girl a career and put her in every ad of our...
That's a thing. And she's probably getting paid. I mean, it's... The thing is, we'll probably find out, right, at some point.
No. They're going to have a show.
Yeah, for sure.
For sure.
Keeping up with the Rays?
I guess. They're going to fill the Kardashian
You know what
spot.
Someone said to me today? That they'd be down with hanging with the Hershes.
I'd be down with hanging with the Hershes. Look. I think there's a lot more interesting stuff going on than hanging with the Rays and TikTok dancing.
First of all, like, how crazy is it that these teenage pseudo dancers become billionaires overnight? And overnight. Here we are.
And here we are. What did we do wrong?
I mean, on one hand, but on the other hand, like we already know.
No,
that's
but
not the life.
No, it's not the life. But I'm just saying, like, oh, so somebody put up a dance on TikTok, it blew up, and that means that you now have 30 million followers on Instagram.
Like, but don't, who cares about the Instagram? She has 700 million followers on TikTok. You don't
I
care
don't
about
go
but,
on TikTok. I don't
but
care about TikTok.
Most of the world does.
Have you ever been on the TikTok?
Well, yesterday I felt
Oh my God, you downloaded TikTok?
No. I felt so old. So my friend Erica was showing me her friend on TikTok. That's funny because like we hate it because we see like stupid Addison Rae doing like Zumba, but like, or Hannah Ann like doing, or like okay. Hannah Ann doing a dance with Maddie. Like we hate that, right? But there are actually comedians doing funny shit. Like there is funny shit. So my friend Erica was showing me her friend who was like really funny. And I felt like such a Gima, you guys. I'm like, to my friend, I was like, wait, are there like templates or like how? I like know nothing. Okay, this was supposed to be a birth story pod.
Oh my God.
Hashtag delete.
Like hashtag, start over.
Hashtag NVM. So I do want to tell this story though.
Okay.
Do you?
Yeah, I'm excited.
Okay, so I woke up Tuesday morning.
Started like that.
Well, I'm trying to think. Like a lot of people wanted to know for people that are pregnant. First of all, I will say I had a lucky pregnancy because like watch Amy Schumer's documentary. Not all pregnancies are made equal. So even though I had SPD, which was sort of like pain in your pubic bone, so it like really hurt, and some anxiety at the beginning. Aside from that, like I was really not complaining. I was like, this isn't that bad. like a lot of people complain about pregnancy. I was pretty okay. I also thought I would be a house. I thought I would be like 5,000 pounds. I was like, oh, I'm not as big as I thought I would be. And also for some reason, everyone thought, and my family was betting, that I would totes give birth like at week 42. Like everyone like thought I was going to 40. Like thought
I was praying.
Why?
I was praying.
Oh, we didn't want it to be close to my
other family's birthdays. I legit was like, if it's in the first week of August, like I don't know what I'm going to
okay,
do.
Okay, because my mom's birthday is August 4th. My brother-in-law's birthday is also August 4th. My nephew Liam's birthday is August 8th.
I was like, you either give birth July 30th or August 20th.
I was
20th.
Dying to give birth in July. I was like, or... you know, September, just not to be in August.
Yeah.
Stupid fucking August. I hate it. Very stressful month for us anyway, birthday wise. And I was like,
week. There's one week in August.
And like, I was due August 15th, but I was like, he comes like on Liam, my nephew's birthday, and me, Allison and I have to have the same birthday for our kids, and it's going to be a fight.
We're still screwed. We're screwed.
Yeah. I might change it. For him.
You're going to change the date?
I might be like, no, you were born in January. Actually. So due August 15th. For some reason, like everyone was like so used to pregnant women being at their wits' end by the time they're due. And since I was kind of okay, it was like, oh, then you have time. So I wasn't expecting to really give birth early, nor was I. I didn't do any classes, I didn't do anything. I was like, I'm an anxious person. It's better for me not to know and come unprepared. So that's what I did. But I did get the like app alerts every week. So I guess like things kind of did like go into my brain. So one morning, August 4th, which is my mom and my brother-in-law's birthday, if you're keeping up, I wake up at 6 a.m. I go to the bathroom with my panty liner because you guys, when you're pregnant, you
panty
will
liner.
Need panty liners. Like, and you'll get why your mom always had them in her fucking closet. Cause it was like panty liners all day. So, and then I'm like, what is this color? And then I remembered something about the Bloody Show, which you're gonna find this funny because the Bloody Show I knew about from my ass, but I also knew about from Becca M from Ari season.
Why? From her stories?
Yeah, because she said that both of her pregnancies, the Bloody Show was very indicative of when she was going to give birth. Meanwhile, Becca M had both her babies in a tub in her house.
Exactly.
So she's very not me, okay? But I remembered that and I saw a little bit of blood on my panty liner and I was like, this must be the Bloody Show. You know, I was like, I think labor is a coming. And I was kind of chill in a weird way. I was like, and then I looked it up and it said that means labor is near. It could be a day, it could be 2 days. Like, it's so weird, you guys, because even though we're in 2020 and even though medicine is so advanced and everything, birth is still very like
unknown,
caveman-y.
Yeah.
Like it's like you look that up and it's like, okay, Bloody Show. That means it could be a day, means it could be a week, means it could be three, means it could be nothing. Like you're like, okay, thank you. But I had a feeling that it would be coming because like my stomach was kind of weird. I was like, maybe this is what contractions are about. I literally was like, I think it's going to come today. It was a very weird kind of thing to like get and understand. And then I was trying to like even like time the contractions, which Ariel was with me that day. And it was very weird because I would like be having one. She's like, did you time it? I was like, no. And it was like screaming.
What do you mean you were trying to time the contractions? Like that's what you call trying to time the contractions?
Was I not?
You downloaded the app, like wanted to delete it right away. You were
I
not
it.
Timing
because there are
anything.
No rules because it says like, oh, if they're 5 minutes apart and like this intense and you're like, then what? And it's like, there are no rules to this fucking shit. So then I'm having these contractions. They weren't that painful and they weren't consistent in like how far apart they were, which like I think is a thing. So at 6 a.m. Bloody Show, contractions. Went to my doctor at 2 p.m. He's like, you're at a one. And I was like, that's awesome. And I was like, when do you go to the hospital? And he was like, when you need something for pain. And I didn't get what that meant. I was like, what does that mean? And he was like, when you need something for pain. So I was like, okay, so then feel like I'm dying and then go? Like, that is the medical...
That's what they tell
that's
you.
That's the fucking medical thing.
It's legit like when the pain is not bearable.
No, that's it. So, and the thing is, you guys, because I was so unplanned, because I didn't do any research, because I didn't think about it, I didn't even know if I wanted an epidural. I didn't look into it. I didn't think about it in anything. So I made myself kind of stay at home until about 5 p.m. I was in pain and husband was like, listen, hospital is close. We can go there easily. Let's go. Like, you're in pain. And the thing is, you don't realize like what that means. Like, if I'm going, like, does that mean a baby's going to come out? Like, what does that mean? Anyway, we drive to the hospital, even though it's super close with, was it with you and mom and Allison?
I drove you to the hospital. I think it was just
you and mom,
me and mom. And then I was sure, like, we saw you. You were in so much freaking pain. Like, I was like, it's happening now on the 4th. Like,
my mom was so cute, though. She was so happy. She's like, oh, what a birthday present.
I'm sure, like, our brother-in-law was probably, like, dying on the inside. Yeah.
So we go to the hospital. It's so weird because you say bye to your family outside.
So sad.
And it's sad. And you, like, look back and you're like, bye. I think Allison was there.
She was?
I think all of you were there.
We didn't, how could we all fit in the car? I think I drove you alone at 5 p.m.
How don't we remember? It's 5 weeks ago.
I legit have no idea. I drove you to the hospital. That much I know.
Okay. So then we go
with mom, for sure, with mom.
For sure, with mom. Then you go in and then your partner can't come into triage with you. So I go into triage by myself, which if all of you don't know what it means, because I don't. It's just the place that you go before you get like admitted. So where they check you and they check your opening and everything like that. So I get there. I'm like by myself, kind of freaking out. And there was a really sweet triage nurse. And she was basically like, everything takes so long, guys. So it's like you're there and you're waiting and you're waiting and you're schwitzen. And they check you. And then she's like, oh, you're a 1. And I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? And she's like, well, you want something for pain? And I was like, I don't know. I haven't thought about it. And she was so funny because she's like, listen, if you're here
and at a one
and you like think you're about to give birth, then like you're not going to have a natural birth. But she's like, go home, have a glass of wine, like eat dinner. And she spoke to my heart because she was like, if you get admitted now, like you can't eat. I was like, what? She's like, yeah, the minute you get admitted, if you want an epidural, like you can't eat. So like, have you eaten? And I was like, not enough to like not eat for the foreseeable future.
It's going
to
take 72 right. hours.
So I left, even though it's weird to leave when you're like in so much pain, but not in enough pain to like die or something.
You're not dying yet.
It's again, you guys, it's such a weird concept because you're like, I'm in so much pain, but I'm like only the 1 and I don't want to be at the hospital 72 hours and without food. Again, the not food thing, like Laura know how to speak to me. She's like, eat dinner. Anyway, leave the hospital. We actually had planned for my mom and brother-in-law's birthday, like a little shindig at my sister Allison's house. So my sister Allison is like, come over and like have your contractions here. I don't know what I was thinking. So
and you agreed, Amanda.
I don't know who I am.
I was in shock that you like showed up
there.
Because
she somehow convinced me. She was like be distracted. So I
like
go.
Like you could be distracted.
You guys, like I was in so much pain there that like, and it's legit such a weird thing because it's every few minutes. It's like, you get like attacked and you fold over. And then literally whoever was nearest to me had to press so hard on my back. A lot of you asked me if I had back contractions. No, it was definitely in my stomach. But someone pressing really hard on my back just made my stomach kind of just gave it contrast, like made me not feel my stomach so much. So imagine folding over every three, four minutes. Like that's what I'm saying. Fuck the timing. Like it doesn't even matter. Like you're like living for a minute and then it's like, oh. That's the thing. You're not like in constant pain. Contractions literally come every couple minutes. So I was like, I can't like continue living like this.
No. So when you came, I was like in shock that you came back because like the way you seemed, I was like, she's at a 9 opening. Like she's going to have this baby. Like
I was crying. Every contraction, I was crying.
You were crying. You were in so much
pain.
But
everyone makes it seem like, hold it. Like stay home for as long as you can. Like all the shit. So you're like, trying to be so strong. I ended up going back to the hospital at midnight. We actually walked there. And imagine walking like 3 avenues, folding over in pain.
Four.
Folding over in pain every so many steps. And again, I'm with my husband and both my sisters and my mom leaning on buildings and them like doing that to my back. Oh my God, you guys, it was just awful. So at that point, again, say goodbye to my family outside the hospital, go in. This time it was like definitely like in a movie, like looking back, like I'm going to have a baby. Like this time it's like, when I got to triage and they were like, would you want something for pain? I was like, yes. Like, I don't care. Hell, whatever it means. And so they admitted me. I was like, well fed at that point. I wasn't scared, even though I'm such a fat ass that like, I was asking for ice chips since like triage. Like when you don't, you usually ask for ice chips like during labor, after labor, I was like ice chips. And like, and then, oh my God, when I was offered like something to drink that was sweet, I just felt like, for me, not thinking that I can't drink and eat makes me really anxious. You know what I mean? Anyway, I said yes to the epidural. And you guys know, most of you, that as an anxious person, even that in my head kind of made me like kind of spin. Like, I don't know what it is. It's a drug. It's in your back. You're not going to feel your legs. Like all this shit is about to happen. And it's so crazy to even start digesting it. So you get admitted. Again, everything takes hours. So, you know, you get there at midnight. There's this nurse. She checks you, blood pressure, this. Then the epidural woman comes and she gives it to you. And then another few hours and the contractions. And then the contractions did get better with the epidural, I have to say. Like, I felt they were happening, but I was like, oh my God, I don't feel it that much.
It's amazing.
It's amazing. And then I was like, and in my head, I remember telling myself, Amanda, like, I would have told Amanda, like, get it at a one. Get the epidural.
Just like
oh, I forgot to say that I was at opening three this time that I came back to.
Did they want to send you back home? Or?
No, because I said that I wanted
an epidural.
Yeah. But then I was in the hospital for a very long time and still a three. So admitted at midnight, let's say. So for hours, I was like at a three, at a three. So they gave me Pitocin, which kind of makes things hurry along. And also with the epidural, even though the contractions were better, they gave me like, they give you this like thing where you can press for more epidural. But because I'm anxious again, even though the epidural lady, which is called an anesthesiologist, said, you can click it, you can't OD, like, don't worry. I was still scared because my legs were so numb that in my head, like, what am I trying to get my legs more numb? Like, they feel like dead weight. And
oh my God. Oh
anyway,
my God.
So I was scared too. So even though the contractions started getting, I was feeling them more within the more the hours went on, I was too anxious to click it, which might have been a mistake on my end. Husb did make me click it like twice, but it's nerve wracking. I was so anxious that my blood pressure got so high that the machine was beeping. Imagine that. Like, machine is beeping. They're like, why is it beeping? They're like, your blood pressure is high. And I was like, I think I'm just anxious. You think? I was shaking, Ariel. Oh, like my whole body was shaking because, you know, they put in the Pitocin, they put in the epidural. I had this other antibiotics because I tested positive for this like strep test that you take that's like whatever. So I was like, in my mind, I'm like, wow, Amanda, so much medications in your body and you're about to give birth. So all this shit was making me very, very anxious. You're in a hospital. So I was shaking, like trembling galore. So I even told them, like, I remember not being worried about the blood pressure because I was like, I'm just really, really, really anxious. Like I told them. Anyway, nurses were switching fucking shifts. I didn't know if my doctor, who's Israeli, Dr. Ferber, would be on call. I didn't know who was going to be on call. And I remember so many of my followers being like, you know, your labor and delivery nurses are going to be, you know, your biggest angels. And like the ones that I had on at the time I was admitted were like, lame. And I was like, these aren't angels. Like, I don't want these ones. Anyway, after the Pitocin, which kind of makes your contractions hurt more, by the way, at some point I touch my like stub leg because basically you don't feel your leg. I touch it and it felt wet. And I was like,
your
oh
water
my God.
Broke.
I think my water broke. So I like call the nurse and comes in this like angel baby nurse, like, hi, did you ring? And I was like, hello. And she's like, are we having a baby? And I was like, oh my God, are you the angel nurse? So she touched my she was like, your water did break. And I was like, oh. And then you're like thinking about the movies, right? You're going to have the baby that moment. No, that doesn't mean that. She was so sweet because she was like, I was like, wait, aren't I going to be like checked then to see my opening now? Because last time they checked, it was a three still. And she was like, listen, like after your water breaks, they don't want to like insert too much into you because it can like get infected because the water was a kind of a shield before. And then she was like, but how are you feeling? And I was like, well, I'm fine, but like my butt kind of hurts. And she's like, oh, that changes things. I guess that gives more of an indication
like
that you're closer
there.
To birth.
Yeah.
So she's like, that changes things. So then she was like, oh, and your doctor, Dr. Ferber just got here. And I was like, yeah. So that meant he would deliver the baby. So then they checked me. I was already at a 7. Oh, and it was so cute because I liked her vibe so much because she didn't want me to like have expectations that because my water broke, it would mean that I'm like a 10. She was like, listen, like they're going to check you, but don't think that just because of this, like, but don't worry, your body's doing all the work and you're doing amazing. And she was so sweet. And she was like, okay, listen, like if they'll check you and you're still at a 3, like don't be upset. And then like they checked me and she's like, they're like, you're a 7. And I was like, oh my God. And I got so happy that like it's moving along. And then I think from the 7 to the 8, 9.
You told us, I think like 10 minutes passed, honestly. Like you told us you're at a 7 or, and then you're like 8, 9. And then like stopped answering and we were like, that's it.
Well,
like it was literally
at 8, 9, my doctor and like other people in the room started preparing the room. And I was like, okay, this is happening. Like, oh my God, you guys, it's so fucking insane to think about. And then my doctor like gives me this whole spiel about how to basically give birth. And he's like, do you know how to swim? Like you take a deep breath, like you're going underwater. And then you push out of your ass, which is something no one fucking tells you. No one tells you it has to do with the asshole. People tell you you push out of your vagina. Let me tell you right here to everyone. My doctor told me push like
as
you're,
if pooping. You're
pooping. And it's such a weird thing because you understand the instruction, but then you're like, wait, I don't want to poop. Like, so your body is somehow like, you like want to do what you're told, but you're also like holding in your poop. So you're not pushing out the baby. Stop. Do you get what I mean? So I really had to kind of like let go. And I remember my husband being like, why aren't you doing what he said? And I was like doing weird ass things because it's so weird to like, again, I feel like we should be told this since we're children. You push the baby out of your asshole, not your vagina. Yes, it comes out of your vagina, but you're pushing out of your ass, if that makes sense
to
everyone.
It's insane. And like, how did you not poop?
Well, I didn't poop. And I don't want to out anybody, but our mom pooped.
Yeah. You don't want to out, but you pooped.
I thought I was going to poop. Like, I was like, here I go. Here I go. Huz was holding one leg. The angel baby nurse, Allison, was holding another leg, just being my biggest cheerleader. My Israeli doctor was like, are you Israeli or American? Because I was like being a pussy. And he was like, do you want to have a C-section? And like my angel baby nurse was like, your baby's like head is out. Like you're not having C-section.
Wait, did she say that?
Yeah, because she was like, he's trying to scare you so that you push better. But you're not having a C-section. Like the baby's head, we see it. But guys, listen, pushing a baby out of your vagina / asshole is the craziest thing. First of all, for me, it hurt. Like, I don't know if epidural is supposed to work on that part of the birth, but for me, it didn't. Like, I felt
everything.
That's why it's so funny to me when women are like, I'm not sure I want an epidural because like, I want to feel the birth.
You feel it anyway.
You fucking feel it. It's the craziest thing because again, you think medicine, technology, all this shit. At the end of the day, two people are holding up your knees like a motherfucking cow.
And you're pushing to poop.
And you're pushing to poop. And you're being told to push to poop. So nothing medical about it. Do you get what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is why Becca M could give birth in a tub. Except, oh my God. So, and I wonder if like I did have an effect of an epidural and this was my pain level with like help. Do you get what I mean?
I feel like that's probably it. It was the pain level with help.
And no.
Like, yeah.
Then I don't know what it is without anything.
Like, I think like screaming like a crazy motherfucker.
I asked at the hospital and they were like, almost no one does. Like, the only people that do, it's 97% of women do the epidural. And whoever doesn't, they didn't make it on time. Do you know what I mean?
It's not because they like came in to have a natural birth.
Right. They came in at
they
like a 9.
They weren't in time for it.
Right.
Yeah, for it. Yeah.
So anyway, and then. Listen, you guys, at the like every time they're like, Amanda, good, like good, that was a good push. Like we see a little bit of the head and we see the hair and we see the head. And I'm like, this whole time, like it's still the fucking head. Like I'm like, this is an ending. I was like in my head, like just fucking pull it out, you know? And then I didn't believe them that we were advancing anywhere until at one point my doctor was like, Amanda, okay, you're going to push for one last time and then you're not going to push anymore. And then I had a feeling like something
that was it.
That like then he like pulls it out or something. So what actually happens is that I think at like the last time you push and like maybe get the shoulders through, then it's like it feels like spaghetti.
No, I can't.
And he like flittles him out. And then they fucking put him on your chest. like in the movies, they put the baby on your chest. And like in the movies, it's the most exciting, insane, surreal moment of your life that you're like, that I don't know how we don't, I told you, like faint. Like, I don't know how our women and can go through this crazy ass experience and like stay alert, be conscious. Like, I don't even know how at that moment I just went through that whole thing. And then this human that was living inside of me put on my chest, is connected to my body, cut the fucking cord, which I didn't think he would. He's like such a pussy. He did. He's on my chest and I'm like, literally, how am I alive? Like, I'm such an anxious person that I think I'm going to like faint if I don't have oranges for breakfast. But I just literally gave birth to a human and the human is fucking screaming on my chest. Like, it just shows you like how strong you are. And again, women are fucking insane. Men could never, let me fucking tell you, it's all true. And then, oh, by the way, after you fucking poop out the baby, like, I see my doctor like sewing shit down there and you don't even know. You just birthed a bit. You don't fucking, people can do whatever they want down there. He's like, doo, doo, doo. I see him like sewing like my vagina. I'm like, what is going on? He's like, just a little tear. Then you like poop out the placenta. You don't even notice that part either. It's fucking crazy. It's fucking crazy. But like you said, I like to compliment myself and I really do think I was a trooper.
You really were.
I was a trooper. Being, again, an anxious person, so scared of shit like this, to get through it is like insane. I was so scared of everything, of the epidural and then the catheter. They put in a catheter in you. And then I remember they took me to pee for the first time and I fucking peed a whole tub. They were like, you might not pee. It like peed on them. It filled up the whole fucking, it filled up the whole thing. Oh, this is the funny part. After it, I legit pee on angel baby nurse Allison. She rolls me in the wheelchair to my, the recovery room. We got a private room, whatever. And she's like, by the way, I'm a big fan. And you guys, I legit thought I was hallucinating. I was like, Asaya, what now? And she's like on Instagram. And I'm like, am I hallucinating? Like, did I just pee blood on a follower? Like, did I just, what is happening? And she's like, yeah, I didn't tell you before. And I was like, good call. Not that I would have tried to be cute, but... But then it just, it did, it made it even more special.
I feel like it's like the cherry on top of like everything.
It did make it more special because she was an angel baby anyway, but that just made it feel like it was one of my people kind of. So it was really, really special. And, you know, Huz was exhausted. The rest of the time in the hospital, I have to say, that was such an overwhelming part. So if you're going to give birth, try to not be overwhelmed by the gazillion people that just come into your room, spew information at you. I legit had to shut it down. Like, they were like talking and I saw the lips moving and I was like, and I'm going to do my own thing when I get home. It's crazy to think about right now that it was 5 weeks ago.
It feels like a lifetime ago, but at the same time, I remember like the day so vividly. But it doesn't feel like he's been home for only 5 weeks.
I know.
Weeks.
It feels like he's been part of our life for longer. But then also, no, it's crazy. It's crazy because...
And he grew so much. And he grew so much.
The thing is,
weeks.
Like, you don't have time. I didn't even digest that I was pregnant. I think I just knew I was pregnant, but I didn't know I was giving birth. And then by the time you realize that you're pregnant, you're, like, in labor. And then by the time you realize you're, like, pushing a human out of you, the human is... on your chest and you have to fucking deal with it. And especially being a mom, like, and not the dad, for instance, like, you really don't have time to be like, wait, how do I feel about this? And like, what am I going to do? You just like, you just from the first moment, you have to fucking do it. And like, thank God that I'm feeling okay. And thank God that so far we're doing okay. No sleep is pretty fucking hard. It's not a myth. You really don't sleep. I used to think like, okay, you don't sleep. No, you really don't. You really don't
sleep. But like, honestly, like, I'm really impressed with how you're doing with not sleeping.
I know. I remember my mom being so concerned. She used to be like, oh, yeah.
What'd you just get distracted by?
Do you know what I just did?
What did you
I just checked my Instagram.
And
I forgot where I was.
About?
Like, someone tagged me in something. You guys know, like, when you forget where you are, I just like could have been scrolling on with my life. By the way, a lot of you asked me about my mom because you saw a picture of her. at Lenox Hill specifically, I was able to have my partner there with me and sleep with me and everything. Poor hus slept on a chair and he fucking complained about it. But my mom, I was allowed one visitor, like in general, to come during visiting hours. You can yawn. Are you scared of me to yawn?
No. I just like try to keep it in.
Why?
I don't know.
Are you a lady?
No. Yeah.
So my mom was able to visit. That's why you saw her in pictures. And luckily she got to be part of it that way. And ever since then, I mean, she lives in my fucking building. Hallelujah to me. Super helpful. Arielle lives in my building, for those who don't know. My older sister lives three blocks away, for those of you who don't know. So I said this on my Instagram, because I'm on Zoloft, I had to have a social worker like visit me at the hospital. And she was like, do you have a good support system? And I was like, pretty sure I do. Pretty sure I do. That sounded like such a cheesy ending to a movie. Pretty sure I have a good support system, I'd say. But yeah, you guys, this whole shit is fucking hard. And women are so strong. And you are, and it is empowering, because like I said a gazillion times on this podcast, I have fears. I have anxiety. I felt and feel like a baby a lot of the time. All you have to do is remember for a second what a savage animal you are and what you got through 9 months of fucking pregnancy. You pushed a kid out of your vagina and you recovered and you are amazing. And a day after that, you were caring for a baby and not sleeping. And since then, you're fucking giving this baby life and keeping him alive. Then you're like, oh, guess I should get over like whatever you're afraid, even though, of course, we have our fears and we have our everything, but it really is empowering to get through something so big and know that like you can do it and you got through it. It's insane.
Like, amen to that. Like, amen that was that. Very inspiring.
Was that a hashtag YouTuber birth story?
It was like close. Yeah.
It was close.
Mm-hmm.
So swipe up, you guys. Thank you guys for listening to this. I was going to say like, because it was kind of like an episode, a little bit of this, a little bit of that, a little bit birth story, a little bit.
Thank you guys for listening.
Yeah. No, but you know, and I hope for people that are pregnant, it doesn't make you scared. And I hope for people that aren't yet. I just, you know, wanted to share my my story.
And I'm so happy that I was here to hear it again.
Really?
Yeah.
Did I tell it the way that it was?
It was exactly the way that it was.
Okay, because I'm really F. And I hope that I'm like, I feel like I'm still me. The thing is, like, you think so many things before, like, I'm not going to do this and I'm not going to do that. And I'm still going to be me. And like, I was pretty much like storing celebrity gossip from my hospital room. Remember the day that Bradley Cooper was seen with Jennifer Garner? I was like pushing the baby out as I'm being like, is that Jennifer Garner or Irina Shayk?
I was shook. I was like, no, she's not. No, she's not.
Wait, wasn't that kind of my announcement? I put it up.
I was at Allison's and I was like, Amanda is Instagramming. Everybody go look, because Amanda is Instagramming. And then, did she give birth 10 minutes ago? Yeah.
No, I didn't. No, I think... Well, I wanted to give a little bit of a hint. So I storied like something
ice
about
ice. Ice are the best.
Oh my God, I'm such an annoying basic bitch. So a lot, most people got that and I got a gazillion messages and it was really fun. And then I put something up and Arielle was like, is this bitch really, what did you say?
I was like, are you for real? Like, I don't even know what I said.
No, but you were like, wait, was that after because ice chips I put up before I delivered.
I know. No. And after you delivered, I think you put up something or like, I think throughout the whole thing, you were putting up things,
whatever.
And I was posted. Like, no, she's fucking not. She's literally having contractions, Instagramming. She just gave birth. She's Instagramming. Like, what is she doing? I didn't understand. Yeah. I was like, who cares about Jennifer Garner?
Well, you know that I do.
I
that's
know.
That's a thing. And it's like, not like in an annoying, like, it's my job way. It's in a, like, it's my life way. And it also is a really good distraction for me and keeps me sane.
And I also feel like now, like, if I try to talk to you, it's like, you will pay attention if I say something about a celebrity, but like otherwise you're not in
you're
this
such
world.
A fucking liar.
No, I'm not lying.
Really?
I'm not
that
lying.
That means I'm dedicated AF.
You don't even know E-news when I'm here, when I'm not here. You could say like, I haven't seen you in 2 weeks. I'm like, Amanda, I was here yesterday.
Didn't I tell you one day, and I want to apologize on air, that I forgot you exist?
Okay.
Did you cry about it?
I legit walk in and you're like, I forgot you like exist. I was literally at your house the day before.
Oh my God.
I was like, is she for real right now? Is she for real? Like, I didn't even respond. I was
No, you didn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know what
you
to
You don't
say.
Know what day it is. You don't know what time it is. Like, anything.
You really don't.
Legit. Well, thank you for being part of my birth story.
Thank you for having me, BB.
Check out my YouTube channel. Just okay, kidding. I don't have one. Yeah. Check out my TikTok.
Uh-huh.
Just kidding. I don't have one. Okay, you guys. Love you. See you next week. Thank you guys so much for listening to this episode of Not Skinny But Not Fat. Follow me on Instagram at Not Skinny But Not Fat. Subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss any episodes. Rate the podcast that you love so much on Apple Podcasts and write a little review. If you tell me you did, I'll give you a big virtual smoocheroo. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see you next Tuesday.